Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, number 3. Our air date is Thursday, January 16th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again tonight by...
Porter Pete.
I don't understand why she's keeping me around, but I must have done something right, so I'm happy about that. We have a very special guest tonight. Ashley Autumn is joining us all the way from the state of Kentucky. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we have to get something out of the way right away because, you know, we've talked about this, and for the longest time, Porter Peep and I, as we're talking about who we're going to have on and what's the schedule, it was Aisley. That's not right. You spell your name A-I-S-L-E-Y, but it's pronounced Ashley. Can you tell us a little bit about that? It's kind of, I'm your brand.
Yeah, so it's the name I was born with. My parents, before I was born, went to Ireland, and a name over there that's really popular is Aisling, spelled A-I-S-L-I-N-G. And so my mom really loved the way that spelling made the Ash sound, even though it had the A-I-S, and she was like, well, if I have a daughter, I'm going to name her Ashley, but I'm not just going to name her the normal way. I'll put the Irish Gaelic in it. So it's the Irish Gaelic version of Ashley.
Oh, that is fantastic. Have you been over to Ireland now to, you know, so everybody there will know?
No, but I will say on my TikTok live streams, I've had some people from Ireland come through and they're like, oh yeah, I knew that was pronounced Ashley the moment I saw it. And so I'm like, hopefully I can like build my fan base over in Ireland and eventually go on tour over there. They'll be my best friends.
Yes.
You bet. That sounds like a plan. I think you're all over that.
Road trip.
Yes.
So how did you get into this? This is actually, I think if I read correctly, your original goal was to be an engineer, correct? And here you are, an artist, singing.
Yes. Oh, man, you did your research. Yeah, I was, when I was growing up, I was always the science and the math nerd in school. My sister was the musical one. She played violin and she could play piano by ear. And I just never really got into it. I think I picked up guitar for maybe a week in fifth grade and was like, this hurts my fingers. Like, who would stretch their fingers out in these really weird positions? Like, no, I'm good. So I didn't touch guitar at all. But it came down to, I would say, like my freshman year of high school, I was getting into like John Mayer, Ed Sheeran, mm-hmm. all the guitarists. And I was like, I was surrounded by a bunch of friends at a party, and I was the one person not able to play an instrument when they brought all the instruments out and were jamming. So it's one of the very few times that peer pressure was actually good.
So, peer pressure made my career.
Yeah, so literally, I snuck into my sister's room and started to play her ukulele and was like, okay, I should probably go and like get my own instrument. So I went, my parents helped pay for half of my first guitar, and what we did was it came with free guitar lessons, and I went and I started taking them with a guy named Dave McLean, and he really like just opened up the world of guitar to me. And it was really crazy because like the moment I sat down with a guitar for the first time, it didn't sound great, but I can't really describe it besides it felt like there was this fire in my chest that was just like, this is what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. And I couldn't, no one else could see it, but I had this gut feeling. And I spent hours that first summer in 2016 playing guitar. And I've just been learning and growing ever since. And initially I was like, okay, I'll do music as a hobby, but I still got to do the engineering thing. It's like, it actually pays the bills. It's an actual real job. So I toured colleges. Like I tried to persuade myself to be an engineer, but it just felt like I kept hitting a wall. So that's when, and I also want to be an architect. I don't know if you see, I have some Legos in the background.
Oh, there you go. You bet.
Up here, and they're all buildings, because I was like, I loved building buildings and Lego and building buildings in Minecraft. And so it all kind of came together, though, of I eventually kind of realized, all right, this calling is where I'm meant to be. So my parents though were like, we really, really want you to get some sort of actual degree though. So I got a degree in business and I am now like kind of on this crazy journey as a musician. Never thought it was ever going to be what it is now. And who knows where it's going to go. But that's like the spark notes of the engineer to musician spin.
But you know what? How exciting though, that that first time that you're playing the guitar, that you know that's your passion. I mean, that's absolutely it. That had to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, it was. But it also kind of like, I don't want to say it drove me insane, but it also like ate at me too, because I was like, in my gut, I know this is what I want to do, but this is so hard, especially at the beginning. So it was like, I was trusting this feeling without any sort of evidence. Like now I want to like go back and give my younger self a hug and be like, I'm so glad that you kept going and believing in yourself, because you have no idea where this is going to take you. But it was an amazing feeling, but it was also scary because I had to believe in myself when nobody else did. And it's like, it's a whole different feeling as you start to grow and people start to see the fire that was just in me.
Well, and how amazing too, that it's less than 10 years since you first picked up a guitar.
Yeah.
And now you've got several songs released. You're writing, you're doing some amazing stuff. And the songs that you presented to us that we're going to be playing on the show here shortly, they all have an amazing message. You're talking to the folks that are hearing you with something that's quite inspiring. How did that come about?
I think it really comes down to, I mean, music is ultimately, I can see it as my calling, and it's the way that God's given me a platform to be able to encourage and uplift people. I know that for me, that being that dreamer, when I didn't think that this could ever be possible, that's this first song that I'm really excited to show you guys is about, is this, that fear of like, am I too old to do this big? Should I have started earlier? Should I have done this sooner? But it all, like, I think for me, just seeing how much other people have inspired me, I just want to be able to channel that energy and to be able to be that kind of a role model for other people. And I, you know, in whatever way that I can be used, I'm really humbled to be able to. I just write these songs first to get me through these things. All the songs I write about, I'm going through the stuff that I'm talking about.
You really seem to be hitting the mark with it. That's for certain. And this first one that we're going to be playing, Make Believe, is just was released a couple of weeks ago, correct?
Yeah, it was released on Friday, January 3rd.
All right, super. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Ashley Autumn's Make Believe.
What if I am too old to dream this big? Wanna be with the stars, but they're out of reach. I'm the ambitious kind, yet it scares me. Want to rewrite my life, but I'm stationary. Caught in the in-between, but I'll keep going. Although this dream may seem like make-believe for now, gotta make myself believe I can make it happen. Oh, I'll let people think it's crazy for now, till I make them
inspiring is that song? Do you get that a lot when people interview you and going, wow, that's a great song? I mean, you can definitely tell you're a storyteller. And it's when you talk about, you know, your experiences, you can feel that in the lyrics. It's amazing. Yeah. You're welcome.
It's honestly, it's so incredible. I was thinking about that as the song was playing, just the stories of just whether it's fellow songwriters and how I've had people say that this is an anthem for them. And I'm so excited. I'm like, yes, please. Like any musician who finds this song, please let this be your anthem to keep chasing your dreams. There was people who have dreams to be a mother or a father one day that the song is inspiring them. There was someone who wants to be a firefighter and someone who wants to be a filmmaker. And there's just so many different people that have really clung on to this song in just really tangible ways. And it's just been so incredible to see that really take a life of its own. And I hope it only continues to grow.
Well, you're accomplishing what you're setting out for, Ashley. There's no question about that. It's a beautiful song. You have an incredible voice. You know, it's I say all the time, I am in the best seat in the industry right now because we get to hear so many amazing artists. And as that song is playing, and I'm thinking, she sounds like Ashley Autumn. You've got your own sound. It's you're distinct. It's beautiful. You have an amazing voice and you have an amazing talent. And I had goosebumps during that song. I was I'm not too man enough to say it. That's it was the case. So
I saw it.
yeah. So you've this been a relatively short time when you think about it, 10 years, basically 9 years that you've been doing this, and you're writing music to this level, which is amazing. What is your process? How do you come up with the songs that you're putting out for us?
I think you all had a point that you mentioned that I think really does capture, I think, where I start, and it's having something to say. I think that's something that I didn't realize until I talked to a lot of different songwriters is they said, you know, there's a lot of people who write songs, but a lot of them, you don't really know what they're conveying. And for me, it's the biggest part is being able to know, okay, I have this exact message I want to say. And really starting, honestly, whether it's the song title or if it's one lyric, if it's something, I don't necessarily want to say I'm a lyrics first artist because I don't write like a whole song and then add music to it. But I will go in with a very specific message and then probably build a chord progression around it that feels like that sort of that sets the tone for the story. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times the melody and the lyric will come together as I just kind of like fumble around, make up random words, or I might just scribble out a bunch of different imagery that I want to convey. And then just it's really a puzzle piece or as the Legos that I have in my background, yeah. It literally feels like I'm building Legos out of melodies. Honestly,
you're bringing the engineer to the music writing process.
Yes.
All right. This next one that we've got queued up is in process, correct? This is yet to be released. This one is called Someday. Tell us a little bit about where you are with this and what we're going to hear with this song.
Yes. So this is a really special song and a perfect example of my songwriting process. A lot of my testimony, there's a lot of ups and downs in it for sure. And also we're just in a state in our world where there's just a lot of hardship. And yeah. I had also just heard very specific stories of people going through different things, whether it's depression or divorce or health issues. And I had just been really weighed on this heaviness of, you know, there's so much that feels like it's going to last forever that we have to deal with. But one day when we're in eternity, with Jesus, it's all of that's going to go away. It's just going to be peace. And it's just a reminder that all of these things are momentary in comparison to that. And it was something where I had this image, this thing I wanted to say. And I sat down at the piano and it was a very, like, this doesn't happen every time, but it definitely felt more magical than some of the other songs where it just kind of fell out of me, mm-hmm. this song and this emotion. And it's really, really blown me away how it's encouraged people already. But it's a song that I'm holding almost because it means so much. I have two EPs already in my head planned out that I want to release. But this song, I have a demo that I recorded super quickly because I had heard stories of people recording it from my live streams and were listening to it just to get through the day, getting through different things that they were going through, whether it's you know, depression or any of those things. And I rushed into the studio one day and in one day just told my producer, okay, forget about recording these other songs. We're grabbing this demo recording of Someday. I have to give this to my fans. They need it. And so I recorded this and I'm holding it though, because my hope and prayer is one day I have some sort of hit song or something to where I have a larger audience and a bigger budget, because this is a song I would want like a full orchestra. Like, it's about heaven. I want the sound of this song to literally feel like you are experiencing a glimpse of heaven in it. You know, in whatever way that is. I can't, you know, obviously we can't perfectly capture that, but I want it to be so incredibly beautiful. And so I have this demo. It's a song I am 120% going to record. It's meant so much to me and to my fans already. But I'm holding off strategically because I want this to be absolutely beautiful whenever the studio version does come out.
Gotcha. Well, I know the folks that we've got listening to this podcast are going to enjoy that. Let's listen to Someday from Ashley Aug.
Ascension.
need a tissue. Hold on.
Ashley, you know, you said you've got bigger dreams for that song. That's pretty much perfect, just like it is. That's, oh. We've had a couple of, especially in these last couple of episodes that we've done, and one that's coming up here right after yours, as a matter of fact, where we've had a few emotional moments on the show, and that was certainly one of them. I've got to gather myself right now. That is such an amazing song.
Thank you.
I can virtually give you a tissue. I could.
I don't want to virtually give you both a hug right now.
Consider it done. No, that's just absolutely amazing. So you mentioned, and we want to talk about where folks can find you and so forth, but you had mentioned your TikTok following and what's going on with that. And actually, that's one of the first places that we saw you was on TikTok. This has kind of become a thing for you, has it not?
Yeah, I've been live streaming on there for over a year, going on 2 years now, and that's genuinely changed my life. Even some of the artwork and stuff behind me are from like TikTok fans. I have been streaming on there at least twice a week, and I keep it in my profile at Ashley Autumn as to when I'm live streaming. And I'm going on tonight, actually, after this podcast. But it's been just so sweet and so incredible. The people I've met, I've made just so many amazing memories on there too. And the crazy thing about it as well is not just, I mean, that's the thing. It really is. It's a perfect segue into where you can come see me, because the fans don't just stay on TikTok. They fly to my shows. They drive to my shows in Kentucky. Like, I've had in the past year fans from North Carolina, Indiana, Nebraska, Kansas, Massachusetts, New York, California, all come down, Ohio. And I'm so excited. I want to meet more and more of them. Alabama, Georgia. Like, I love all of the people I meet on TikTok. Every single person that comes across my stream, I'm like, I just want to come like play for you in person. Like, let's not make the live streams it. Like, this is just the beginning.
Well, you can count on a couple from Michigan that are going to be down to see you too. It's going to happen. We're going to definitely make that happen. Yeah. I've got to experience more of what you're doing.
This is amazing. Oh, or I might just come up to Michigan.
You could do that. We just booked, the Vehicle City Sound just booked its first concert with three of our past interviewees here. So in May, we've got a concert up here that we're bringing up. John Eason from Nashville is coming up to play up here. A couple of other guys from the area. So we're real, real excited about that. So we would gladly bring you up here.
Yes, I know people in Northern Indiana and Michigan. I could totally make it happen.
Okay. Wheels are turning now. This is going to happen.
You know, as you heard from my song, Make Believe, I'm someone who makes things happen. So this is.
We are too. This is. We called it out. Match. So. It's what us marketers do, right?
Uh-huh.
Ashley, where else can folks find you?
They can find me. I play a lot at this coffee shop in Lexington called Kenwick Table, which if anyone ever wants to see what shows I'm playing, it's always on my website, ashleyautumn.com, ASLEYAUTUMN.com. And it's slash shows. That's where I put all my shows. And the one I have coming up the most recently is actually 2 days after this podcast comes out. I will be doing a release party for Make Believe at Kenwick Table from 7 to 9 p.m. that night. And it's with a band, and I have a lot of special guests coming up, and it's going to be so special. And I have a lot of TikTok fans. Like, it's literally going to be like the whole TikTok family is like coming together for it. It's going to be so sweet.
That will be awesome.
Yeah. So I play at Kenwick.
And those who are the fans like us and your TikTok fans, definitely go to her website, because she's got some awesome merch. There's one called a signature fleece hoodie. Super cute. So if you don't have one, definitely go on there, click on it, purchase it. It's adorable. And then you have this fantastic lyric poster, and it comes in two different colors, one for like a little lighter and darker. So it depends on your wall. Hello, definitely get one. So fans, check out her website. She's
and I will.
Awesome.
And I'll be adding more merch for Make Believe soon as well. So I have Make Believe merch coming. So for anyone who likes the stuff on there or is wanting a little something extra, I've got a lot of things coming your way. And I'll be selling Lego sets eventually as well.
All right. Do you have an Ashley Autumn Lego guitar player? Is that? Oh, you do.
Actually, it is. It's I have a Lego version of me and my producer.
Oh, that is awesome.
So it's me and Austin Jones as Legos. So
okay, and I'm saying this with complete affection. You are a nerd.
I totally am, and I embrace it 120%.
That's super, because so's Quarter Pete. You two are a match.
I was a total nerd today. So we were walking the dog in the backyard, and I could not recognize this particular animal print. I didn't know what it was. I was like, it looks like a deer. We think it's an elk. We're not sure.
Yeah.
So, I Googled it online, for like an hour.
Trying to find out what this was. Oh, it's just...
But,
so the last one that we've got queued up for you, Ashley, is Just Be. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, so Just Be is the very first song I put out about 5 years ago now. I wrote it in 2018 when I was at this program called the Governor's Scholar Program. It was my first time. I was 5 weeks away from home in a college, like with a bunch of other rising seniors in high school. And I was just kind of coming into my own for the first time. It was 2 years after I picked up guitar. So I was also just still figuring out who I was, like, what do I have to say? And I really was struggling with anxiety at the time. Anxiety is my biggest weakness and struggle in life. And that was a song that even when I wrote it, I was like, Just Be, like, that's too simple, but it kept sticking. And it's so crazy because the song grows on me. Like, I keep having to remind myself to just be present. And I was like, oh, wait, I like was telling myself that years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just now getting it. So it's a song that I hope for anyone listening, whatever you're going through, whatever anxiety you might be facing, it's just a moment to literally stop and breathe and just remember to be present. And not worry too much about the future, not fret too much about the past, and just focus on the now. Like, sometimes that's all you can do. So that's where the song came from, was this little anxious high schooler. And then I finally put it out as my first single. And then little did I know that I would release Make Believe. Is actually, if you listen to the chorus of this song, I was writing Make Believe before I even knew I was writing it, because that song, the chorus, it's the sister song to Make Believe, because it started it. So you'll hear that, the little tie of the first song from the podcast to this one. They talk to each other.
Super. Well, let's give this a listen. Just Be from Ashley Autumn.
And why are you waiting for the end to begin, to see the wind that blows and brushes your skin? You long for better days, but it's fantasy. You try to break the flow, but you can't break free. Just be. Reflection pays. stop and breathe for a moment and just be.
You're so talented. Oh,
thank you.
This is beautiful. This has been fun. This has been a lot of fun, Ashley. You are on to something. You are definitely an amazing talent, and we are honored that you joined us for this show.
Thank you. I know you all found me on TikTok and reached out, and I was like, wait, whoa, yes, this is so cool. So I'm honored. Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for sharing everything you did tonight. This is you're not supposed to say this as a host, but there is no question this is one of the favorite shows that we've done. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for everything.
You guys, I hope you have a blessed night too.
You bet. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up?
Yes, so we have Wide Track next week.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Wide Track, good guy. We're looking forward to that. I think that's a wrap on this show tonight. I want to thank one more time Ashley Autumn, or is it Aisley? No, it's Ashley.
I was like, wait.
Did he learn nothing tonight? Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
For all of you out there in podcast land, thanks so much for listening. If you like the show, please like it and share it on your favorite platform. If you want, you know somebody like Ashley that we should be talking to, please drop us a note, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You can find out everything about what we're doing at vehiclecitysound.com. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Ashley, thanks again. And hey, everybody, be good.